This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. You know what time it is. Tally time. This week's Silicon Tally contestant comes to drop some knowledge, Marketplace reporter Stan Alcorn. Stan, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
Are you sure?
I'm not totally sure.
All right. 4.2 miles of test track.
Is the amount of test track that Apple has set up for its new car project?
You're close. It's the University of Michigan is opening this 4.2-mile network of testing track for driverless car technologies. The roads will mimic the traffic infrastructure of a small city. The network opens in July.
They'll have, like, dummy people crossing the street and see if the driverless cars can avoid them.
Hopefully dummy people. All right, what do you got?
11,681 DEA wiretaps.
Silk Road.
So 11,681 DEA wiretaps is the number of wiretaps last year, the year that ended in September, which is triple what it was 10 years ago.
That's a lot of taps.
It's a lot of taps.
I wonder how you would even know now if your phone was being tapped.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you're the kind of person who is going to see if your phone is being tapped, you should probably have one of those encrypted, like, secret phones or something like that.
Right. Or messenger pigeon. All right. 30% of servers
are just sitting unused.
Yeah. Well done.
That was a wild guess.
According to a study out this week, up to 30% of servers around the world are comatose, meaning they haven't done any meaningful computing work in over 6 months. All right, what do you got for me?
40 humans. The unit is human beings.
40 humans.
I can get more specific. How about 40 researchers?
Used to screw in a light bulb? I don't know.
That's the minimum number of researchers that Uber has poached from Carnegie Mellon for their potential driverless Uber program, I suppose. And they took, I think, a whole third of the staff of the National Robotics Engineering Center at Carnegie Mellon.
That is crazy. And also, I saw someone tweet the other day a photo of Uber the day before the company launched. And it was just two dudes sitting in, like, a weird dark room.
I guess to have an app, you can just be two people. But then there's a lot going on behind that app that I guess you need lots of robotics PhDs.
Stan Alcorn, Marketplace reporter. Stan, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
We are playing Silicon Tally with you from our Twitter account today. Find our feed at Marketplace Tech. Look for the questions. Click on the numbers to test your weekly tech news knowledge.